Let's sing number 210. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen. 210 in our hardcover hymnal.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Thank you for drawing so near to us already this morning as we've come together, Lord. We pray that you'll do that in every gathering. We pray that in the village and there in the cottage, that the presence of Jesus will be greatly manifested. Lord, let these girls recognize that God is in their midst. And Lord, we pray that the peace that you bring with your presence will minister to each one. Come to the children in the cottage as well. We pray that your presence will be very near to them also. And Lord, we pray you'll continue to manifest yourself to us throughout this meeting. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. You're doing more than we understand. As we spend time in your presence, changes are taking place in our lives. We thank you that we can cast all our cares, our burdens upon you. And know, Lord, that you are undertaking in every way to meet our needs and to make us what you would have us to be. So we dedicate this time to you and pray that you'll guide us. Have your way, Lord, and to be glorified. Most of all, in everything that's said and done, let it all be to the glory of God. We pray this in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's also sing, My Jesus, I Love Thee, I Know Thou Art Mine. Number 40. Thank you. Number 40 in the same book. Let's sing it right to Him. That's how it's written. Amen.
My Jesus, I love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Not long ago, I did a study in our church on all the things that the Bible says we're to do continually. If you do the things that the Bible say to do continually, you won't have time to do anything bad. And we heard that this morning, or at least we read that in our devotional. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And then there were verses there that talk about praising the Lord all the day long. Amen. That's a good habit to get into. I don't think you'll ever get into trouble for developing that habit. Except the fellow that bought the horse. Maybe you heard that story. This man wanted to buy a horse, and he went to the preacher. The preacher was selling a horse. So he said, well, before I buy the horse, I want to try it out and see if it works. And so he got on the horse and he said, giddy up. Horse didn't even move. And he said, giddy up. And he, shook the reins. Nothing happened. So the preacher said, no, I taught the horse that when I say praise the Lord, that's when he goes. And when I say amen, that's when he stops. So he said, oh, okay, well, let's try that. So he said, praise the Lord. And the horse started moving. And amen. And the horse stopped. So he bought the horse, and he was enjoying riding his horse, until one day the horse was spooked by a snake, and the horse started charging full speed right toward a cliff. And this fellow forgot everything, so he's saying, whoa, horsey, whoa, 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 and nothing's happening, and he's pulling on the reins, and the horse isn't stopping. And then finally he remembered at the last minute, amen, and the horse stopped right at the edge of the cliff. He looked over the cliff and said, praise the Lord. And that's the end of the story. So that's the only time praising the Lord can get you into trouble. But that's manufactured, I'm sure. Praise God. But we got to get into the habit of doing that. And you have to choose to do it. You find yourself in situations, I can choose to complain, which comes very naturally, or I can bite my tongue and I can choose to praise the Lord. And God takes notice of the choices we make at times like that. And the more you do that, the more you practice that, it becomes more natural to you. It becomes a lifestyle. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. It'd be wonderful if the Lord would deliver us from complaining. I think that's one of the most besetting sins that we as Christians are troubled with? Complaining. Oh, we call it venting, right? We're not complaining, we're just venting. And I said, well, how much do you have to vent? Aren't you vented already, Hemi? Or I'm just sharing these things so that you can pray. Well, but we don't pray half as much as we spend time sharing. Yeah, we can fool ourselves, deceive ourselves, but complaining is complaining. And you know when you're complaining. And the Holy Spirit knows when we're complaining, and he often convicts us. And we have to learn to, instead of complain, to just get our eyes on Jesus and to look at the good that God is doing, to look at the fact that Jesus is with us, and that his grace is available to us, and so on. And so it's something that it would change your whole life if you really learned how to praise God continually, like we're taught in the Bible. We always look for some miraculous, dramatic moves of the Holy Ghost to bring about changes in our life. And the greatest changes are just right there in the Bible if we just simply do what he says to do. Sometimes people come to me looking for counsel. They've got a big problem. And they want some pearl of wisdom that's going to change everything. And that will give them the least amount of work. But when I say, well, let's praise the Lord about this and get our eyes on Jesus. Oh, I've heard that all my life. Yeah, well, that's the problem. But have you been doing it? We hear things and we think that because we hear them and we've been taught them, that we know that already. But you don't know it unless you're doing it. And maybe today God will, if in his mercy he could show us where we need to praise him more and praise him better, that would be a great blessing. Maybe not the way you would think of a blessing, but if God could show us where we need to praise him and where we need to get our eyes off of ourselves, and when we need to stop complaining, and we obeyed the Spirit's leading, it would change the course of our lives. I know that's a rather bold statement, but I really believe that to be so. When God finds those that praise him, God does things in those people's lives that he doesn't do in others. And so, if we want God's blessing, we can have God's blessing, but we have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and we have to be obedient to the Word of God. And so, I just want to encourage you today. When you're tempted to complain, stop and say, praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus, and sing a song and to worship him, and you'll forget about your problem, and Jesus will come and be right there by you. And that'll be the best thing. Okay. Amen.